It's Ian Pickus, and we're back in the Congressional Corner today with New York Congressman Pat Ryan, a Democrat from the 18th District. He's been in office since winning a special election in 2022. Congressman Pat Ryan, welcome back.
Hey, Ian. Good morning.
So let's talk about congestion pricing. You're among a number of officials who did not want to see the planned $15 toll on drivers entering lower Manhattan take effect, as had been scheduled to begin on June 30th. And Governor Hochul announced late in the legislative session that the plan is on indefinite pause. And I take it you're pretty happy with that outcome.
It's a big win for the Hudson Valley. I mean, I'm happy, but it's about tens of thousands of folks in my district alone who are many of them public servants, cops, firefighters, teachers, transit workers, union members, working people that have no choice, especially in Orange County, where there's not even a single seat ride into New York City. They have no choice really but to drive. So this would have punished working people who right now have so much pressure on them, as you know, and as I think everybody knows. So it's a big win to have this paused, and I think the governor did the right thing here.
I know this isn't your particular problem to tackle per se, but one of the ripple effects of this decision is now the MTA budget is more or less blown up, and no one knows where that funding that had been planned for is going to come from. Do you have any ideas on that?
Well, certainly. I mean, at the federal level, we've, over the last several years, sent billions of dollars to the MTA from the federal government in an anomalous, unprecedented way to help them recover from the pandemic. And so obviously that's a state decision, but in my mind, I think it's pretty simple, actually. Big corporations, not small businesses or medium businesses, big corporations and the ultra wealthy have to pay their fair share in taxes. I mean, that helps us with a lot of problems we're dealing with at the federal and the state level. Right now you have the biggest companies in America not paying corporate taxes, for example. That's how ultimately we have to get to a place to pay for these things. But to be clear, that this plan does the opposite. It would have put the cost of the system on the backs of working people, which is 180 degrees wrong.
Why do you think Governor Hochul made the decision and made the decision when she did? There was a lot of reporting that, you know, there was some political pressure, especially in your neck of the woods. It is an election year after all. Governor Hochul has disputed that characterization, but what insight do you have?
I didn't actually have any direct conversations with her or her team about this. I mean, we and myself and a lot of other elected officials and more importantly, community leaders, we've been rallying against this. I even organized a sort of unauthorized, unsanctioned public hearing where we actually got the MTA to come up to Orange County and in Cornwall to hear from folks who were rightly pissed about this and concerned about this. It would have been up to $5,000 a year for a person coming into and out of the city, given the $15 a day charge. And there's a lot of people who just have no choice. So I really think, you know, I've heard some sort of cynical explanations. I really think this is democracy working, where people across the whole suburban and exurban ring outside of New York City, from the Hudson Valley to Long Island to even Northern Jersey, all of whom pay into the system, we were all raising our voices. That's millions of people in those zones saying this may work for New York City, especially Manhattan, but it does not work for the outer boroughs. It does not work for the rest of the region and the state.
So what would you say to some of the advocates for congestion pricing, and including people who focus on the environment, who say this sets back New York's goals toward a cleaner environment and cutting down on fossil fuels?
I'd say let's work together to come up with a plan that actually achieves those goals without punishing working people. I mean, I've been a vocal champion on environmental issues, from protecting the Hudson River, cutting greenhouse gases, cleaning up toxic chemicals, moving to cleaner transit systems. In my last job, we brought electric buses into Ulster County. So this, I agree with the goals. I think this was just not actually thought through fully, particularly in terms of the outer, you know, it's sort of where that central core of Manhattan is what's always thought about, and we were not thought about in the Hudson Valley I think you can look at a whole MTA system and actually argue with the data that the Hudson Valley is the worst served of all of the regions. And we pay the same as everybody else. That's what's deeply unfair. I called this plan unfair, uninformed, and unacceptable, and I'm glad that folks listened.
Okay, so what happens next? I know we've talked about this a couple of times. You know, you think that there wasn't enough infrastructure in your area to justify the new toll on drivers. Governor Hochul is calling it an indefinite pause. I don't think anyone knows what that means at this point. But what you're talking about, which would be a kind of major expansion of rail options, you know, well north of where it currently happens and in other directions too, is probably years off. So at what point will we have what we need in place to go forward with congestion pricing again, in your view?
I think we need to re-envision this and not start from scratch, but really think about a long-term plan that, for example, has specific commitments and investments in all of the MTA system regions, including the Hudson Valley specifically, to add service. So what do I mean by that? The MTA was asking folks to pay $15 a day to come into the city on the idea that it would improve the system. And it may have improved the system in New York City. There were no specific improvements anywhere in writing or even verbally to the Hudson Valley portions, to the Metro North and to the west of Hudson, Orange County, and Rockland County lines. So you're literally asking people to pay for more with no additional even plan for 10 or 20 year improvements. So we have to go back to the drawing board and say, okay, what is a plan that actually shows a path to more service and better service in Hudson Valley and in the other parts of the system? And then it's at least fair to say, okay, well, if we're going to add service, we might ask folks or figure out some way to generate the revenue to pay for that. And again, I think we should not be asking individuals who already have so much pressure on housing, healthcare, groceries, gas. We should be asking the richest corporations in America and those that are multi-billionaires to pay their fair share for these kinds of systems, because they benefit from all of the economic activity that they produce.
Can you say more about your vision for the tax system? I mean, is this something where if the Democrats control the House, you'll introduce new legislation for wealth tax? How do you see that playing out?
Yeah, there's multiple pieces of legislation already out there. And the president, President Biden, proposed this in his State of the Union a few months ago.
Yep.
That would make corporations that right now pay zero in corporate tax start to at least pay their fair share when all of us are paying what feels like an awful lot. So I support that legislation. And the other piece that we're on tax policy, the Trump tax cuts that were put in place in 2017 that punished New Yorkers by lowering the SALT deduction cap and gave record tax breaks to these big corporations and the ultra wealthy, they're going to sunset in 2025. This is the moment where we can finally have a more fair tax code that puts working people, working families, union members, firefighters, teachers, police officers back at the center and lowers their taxes while making those, you know, multi billionaires finally pay what they should be.
Pat Ryan is a Democrat from New York's 18th House District and a regular guest on the Congressional Corner. When we come back the next time, Congressman Ryan, let's talk about Central Hudson.
Sounds good. Thanks, Ian.